from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
We call him Mr. Keep It Real here on the Jason and John Show. He is Brevin Knight. Catch him on Grizzlies broadcast, on Valley, on the call. Also catch him on the Nightcore podcast with Rob Fisher on Bluff City Media. Joins us now. Brevin, what's up, man? Long time no talk.
I know, man. What's going on? How y'all been?
Hey, things are good, man. Things are good. There's a lot to get to. We'll talk about the Grizz, talk about draft and all that. But first, I want to get your thoughts on, and yes, the first thing is the Celtics' dominance has been the story. But the other part of it has been Luka and his attitude and his decision-making. If you were his teammate, what are you telling him right now going into game four?
The biggest thing is just to play the game. Let the officials officiate, but just let his game do most of his talking. And I think the biggest thing that has derailed him is he got himself too caught up in the officiating and in the last basketball game that then affected all areas. We already know that he's not a fantastic defender, but at least the effort was there on that end to go along with the offensive side. There was just a lack of effort and want. And game three from him. And so the antics, though, are something that's not new. It's just something that was very glaring in that game. And so, two games where Kyrie Irving struggled tremendously in Boston, and then you get a game now where Luka struggles, and that was something that hadn't happened in the playoffs until this finals, where you get both guys not showing up together.
What stood out to you most, BK, about this dominance, about Boston's run, and it could be here, but it's really been the entire run. And I know a lot of it's been focused on they've caught some breaks with some injury issues on some other teams, but you cannot deny how dominant a team has been. What stood out to you most? Jaylen Brown, I just got to throw it out there to you. His emergence, the on-court leader in him, the it feels like he has leveled up, certainly from that standpoint. But in terms of what you're seeing, what stood out the most?
I think it was the game plan that the Celtics had and the adjustments. Because you think about it, they played against teams that have had major injuries, but they still are going to be the dominant team. Porzingis didn't play for the majority of the playoffs. He comes back, he's out again, and they're still able to dominate. I always thought for the Celtics it was just about when they looked across and saw another team that was healthy or a team that they respected enough, we would see that dominant team that we thought that they would be when they went through the playoffs. And so I don't think that the teams, the situations are what they are. They can't, nothing for them to do with that. They didn't, was nothing of their doing. So They beat the teams they had to beat. And then when you put a team like Dallas in front, we see them clicking on all levels. But they also just made some strategic moves in terms of inverting their bigs and putting Drew Holiday on the baseline, yep, or sometimes putting Derek White on the baseline in that little dunker's position that gave them, made it be a smaller guy trying to help at the rim, but then also gave them some guys who were able to quickly finish or make another play. And so thought that was huge. And then defensively, guarding the bigs with smalls. And so being able to switch on all those screen rolls, which effectively is taking away the lobs, which was a huge part of what Dallas wanted to do on the offensive end. And Dallas hadn't been able to combat it since game one. And so I thought it was the scheme that the Boston Celtics have been able to put forth to go along with what Jaylen Brown has done. But also I give Jason Tatum credit for being able to just continue to make the right plays.
Sure.
Like, your entire life you've been known as a scorer. And in last game he finally was able to find a rhythm scoring. But to be able to just keep making the right play time and time again is a credit to a guy who's a scorer by trade.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Brevin, that the scheme and the job that the Celtics staff has done has just been it's been remarkable. I mean, you think about the way that it wasn't just the lobs that they were winning by; it was a big part of it. But they also lived in the corner with PJ, and they have just I don't know how they've done it, but they've taken it away. They've only got up 9 threes from the corner in this entire series. They were averaging 9 a game against the Clippers, against the Thunder, and now again 9 total. Let me ask you this from the Dallas side, from the Jason Kidd side. You're down 3-0. We know the ugly history of teams that get down 3-0 in the NBA Finals. You don't come back to win. But there have been teams that have won a Game 4, that have maybe forced a Game 5 or a Game 6. Schematically, is it just like it is what it is at this point and there's no more chess moves we can make? We just have to hope that, you know, we make more shots or they miss more shots, or is there something that you think they may still have in their bag to try and do something and get one in this series?
Unfortunately, their offense is predicated on those two guys being able to either be good individually or at least draw help that then let the other guys be good. And because they haven't been consistent, then they haven't found a rhythm for the other guys. And so you would like to say a little bit more movement on the offensive end. Not so many dribbles when you have the basketball, because you're playing against a really good defensive team. You need them to move. So whether it is throwing the ball, playing a little bit faster, throw the ball ahead, let guys get ahead of the defense to be able to score. But the biggest thing for them to be different is they will have to do a little bit more moving on the offensive end, less dribbling, more passing, not a part of their DNA. So at the end of the day, sometimes we say matchups are not good. And this has just been a not good matchup. But I would expect there's just usually in these closeout games, you don't want it to happen on your floor. You don't want somebody popping bottles in your locker room. And so I think they'll come out and be able at least to get tonight. But after tonight, I think Boston has just too much for them to overcome.
Brevin, is there another level for look? Because I've heard some criticism from others, heck, even here on the show we were talking about in terms of Luka and taking care of the body. And I realize, you know, some of these injuries may have nothing to do with that, but especially when he plays poorly, you see a lot of, well, he's out of shape. This is an out-of-shape Luka and everything else. Like, it comes back out then. When you watch him, do you see a guy, whether it's, you know, a lot of this has been effort on defense and you're not being committed, but do you see a guy that needs to take better care of his body if he's going to reach, you know, the next level or whatever it is? Is it something that sticks out to you, or is this going to, you know, can Luka be dominant, you know, at this size for the rest of his career or, you know, this size?
For me, I go the other way. I don't think it's a physical situation. I think it's more mental than anything, and that he can go out and chisel his body, become better, get in shape, but if mentally you don't change in terms of playing through contact, not exaggerating, understanding that effort on the defensive side has to come every game, every night, especially when you get to the NBA Finals, and you're not going to make every shot. I know he took the 27 shots. If they're your shots and they're just not going down, that's fine. But that can't affect every other part of the game. So for me, I think physically, yeah, you would like to be in as good a shape as you could be in, but the bigger thing is mentally, him being prepared for what it would take for a star of his caliber to continue to carry your team when the stakes are this high.
Is it something that you think a run like the one that the Mavericks are on here? I mean, they were not perceived before the preseason began as some, you know, favorite to make the NBA Finals. They were a 5 seed. Now they got fortunate, just like you have to do. Boston got fortunate, right? I mean, everybody talks about Boston. Mavs got fortunate too. Now Kawhi was not himself in that first series. I mean, they basically shut him down. Is it something that you look at though, as a fan of the Grizzlies, as someone that's hoped for the bounce back? You say, listen, that's how it can happen, right? I mean, that's how it can look. Whether you're a 3, a 5, whatever, you know, you catch a couple breaks, take advantage. You could be right there in the finals with a roster that was not, again, you know, perceived to be this championship pedigree.
Well, that's the reason why you always say you want to at least be in the game. Like if you're there, then you give yourself that opportunity. It's when you're not there, you don't know what happens. When you have to win 4 games, 7-game series, as you said, injuries are a part of it. People not being – teams getting hot, guys shooting the ball well. That's what P.J. Washington, Derrick Jones Jr., that's what they did. They got hot at the right time and were able to knock down shots. So it is timing. It's a lot of factors that go into it. And so if you're a Grizzlies fan, you should definitely be encouraged for where the league, number one, look at the teams that are making it there and how this Grizzlies team can stack up to everyone else through the league. This is no longer just a 2-3-team NBA. This is there are 10 teams that can do it if things go their way. And I think the Grizzlies are one of those teams in that same position. And so some things have to happen, of course, this summer to put them in a better position. But if you're a Grizzlies fan, I would be nothing but encouraged about what the future looks like.
I'm just curious, Brevin, just philosophically, are you a draft need first guy or draft a best available player at that spot guy?
I am a draft need if the player is good.
That works.
I mean, don't just draft a need position just because somebody's tall or because they're athletic. But you would draft what's the best player that is there. And so, but they have some decision to make. There's a huge need, of course, for a center.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's in the draft, whether it's a current NBA player, where you do a trade of some sort, but. I think first and foremost, that is an area that has to be addressed this offseason.
Real quick, I'm curious because you spent 12 years in the league, and when, you know, a lot of times we hear, you know, guys can't wait for the season to end, especially if not in the playoffs, you're going to go on vacation. But I realize, too, when you're that level of pro, Brevin, you're spending a lot of that offseason, right? Whether it's on your body, whether it's on your game. I'm just curious if there were a percentage of offseason that you spent, like, on skill development, on your game. You know, when I'm thinking about guys, you know, we've watched Desmond Bain add something to his game every offseason. And I'm just curious how much time you spent in the offseasons, how much time you think your average NBA guy should be spending offseasons on game, on his game.
Well, it's one of the things I kick myself still at this point is because I played a lot of basketball. When I was at that point, I didn't work out.
I got you.
I didn't get in the gym and change a lot of things. It was almost a level of complacency to be good at the things you did, but not step outside of that. And because of that, I never really reached my full potential in the NBA. Even when you say play 12 years, I never did. And that is something that I did. And so it's no one else but myself, and so I feel bad that I didn't push myself in that way. But I think that most guys take about a month off when the season is over. Now you still do maybe some light physical things, but nothing of stress. And then you start to ramp up month by month. Now for me, it was just playing basketball. Like I just wanted to play every day. Guys would come up and say, "We're gonna work out in the morning and play in the afternoon and the evening." I'm like, well, I'll be on a golf course and I'll be ready to play in the evening. But I would think if you want to be good and you want to continue to excel, then that's the wrong mindset to have in that way. And so I would hope that more guys would just take the month or so to relax and then slowly ramp yourself up to where you're ready to go at training camp.
Hey, Brevin, man, great stuff
as
always.
Thank you so much, Brevin.
Thanks for the time.
Man, good talking to you fellas. Man, have a good one.
Yes, sir. He is Brevin Knight. Joins us here on the show. Appreciate
his time. I didn't expect to hear that answer.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
He didn't do enough of it.
Well, that's why we call him Mr. Keep It Real.
He always does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.